The views expressed in this podcast are solely those of the individuals being interviewed and do not necessarily represent those of the Winter Haven Chamber of Commerce. You're listening to It's Happening in the Haven. I'm your host, Brianna Price. Each episode, I get the privilege to speak to the amazing people taking Winter Haven and its surrounding Central Florida area to the next level. We're future-focused, celebrating our entrepreneurial history and leveraging it for our bright future ahead. We are proud to welcome Legoland Florida Resort as the presenting sponsor of Season 8 of It's Happening in the Haven. On today's episode, I speak with Brianne Hemp, box office manager for Theater Winter Haven. Brianne shares more about upcoming shows at the theater, how the entire family can get involved, and how they put community in community theater. Well, welcome to the podcast, Brianne.
Hi, thank you for having me.
I'm so excited to talk all about Theater Winter Haven. You guys are a wonderful, wonderful place for families to come and visit and really get a sense of what Winter Haven's about and just a gem in Winter Haven, a wonderful community theater. But before we get into that, I thought you could tell us just a little bit about yourself. Had you come to Theater Winter Haven? Have you lived in Winter Haven your whole life? What's the story?
So I've lived in Winter Haven for most of my life. Okay. I moved to Winter Haven when I was 8 years old. My family had lived here. They moved to the beach and we came back when I was 8. My first show over at Theater Winter Haven was for my 9th birthday. We went to see Cats as a surprise.
Oh, fun.
And I remember every detail about it because I was blown away. Mm-hmm. It was amazing. I started volunteering at Theater Winter Haven when I was about 11 years old some of their summer camps. Mm-hmm. I did mostly backstage up on the spotlight for several years. I went off to college when I was 18. I went to Florida State and got a degree in theater for theater management and costume design. And then when I came back, I was hired by Theater Winter Haven when I was 23, and I have been there ever since. So October will be my 5-year anniversary as an employee there.
Oh, that's exciting. What's been your favorite part about it?
Mostly the people. We get a lot of fun characters that come in, literally characters that come in as crew, cast, even all of my coworkers are just really cool, wonderful, talented people that blow me away every day with what they're able to do and their ideas and their creativity and their talent.
That's awesome. Yeah. I have seen many shows at Theater Winter Haven and it is amazing. You guys do a wonderful job. So thank you for sharing a little bit about yourself. So the theater has an academy with camps, dance workshops, and other classes. So would you mind telling us a little bit about those offerings?
Absolutely. We are super proud of our academy. It's really one of our a gem of within the theater. We have a really robust academy program in that we offer both a fall semester and spring semester classes for just about every age range. We had a Mommy and Me music class just our toddlers, and we have classes all the way up to 17 years old. One of our most successful programs is our Homies program. So homeschool kids can come on Wednesdays. They have classes for about 3 hours and then social time for an hour.
Cool.
To, kind of get them out of the house and get them doing something with other kids.
Yeah.
And they really enjoy that. Most of our homies then go on to tech shows. In general, our homies never leave. They stay.
That's awesome. That's really cool.
On the show, backstage of the show.
Mm-hmm.
This year we launched a new venture with Broadway Beginnings. Her name is Elizabeth. She is a former Broadway star.
Wow.
And toured on Broadway. So now she does classes with our kids. She just directed All Shook Up. She's also wonderfully talented. And we just opened registration for our summer camps. We're going to do All Shook Up Junior.
Cute.
We Will Rock You Junior. So any of our kids that are into Elvis, Queen, just want to be rock stars in general should definitely
love that.
Come join us for summer camp.
That's really cool. So what does a day in summer camp look like for a kid?
They arrive at 9 a.m. and it is a full-scale production in rapid pace. So where usually our shows take about 8 weeks to get open,
mm-hmm.
We do a full show in 3 weeks.
No kidding.
They do actually audition for all their parts. Everybody is cast in something. And then all day, every day, 9 to 4 for 3 weeks is choreography, lines, singing, blocking, costumes, the whole thing. And then at the end of those 3 weeks, they put on a full show.
That's impressive. What are the age groups for that?
They are 7 to 17.
Wow. That's amazing. A full-on production in 3 weeks. That is a feat for sure.
Yeah, but the kids absolutely love it. They get picked up right outside my box office. So every day about 4, I hear every song that they're learning that day
being cool.
Rehearsed by little tiny voices.
That's
very cute.
That's adorable. Well, that is a really cool thing. And you said that registration is open or is going to open soon for that.
Registration is open.
Cool.
We have an early bird discount until May 1st. So now would be the time to jump on it. We also offer scholarships. So that's available on our website as well to apply for a scholarship for camp.
Okay, cool. Well, that is an awesome resource. So if you're listening and you have kiddos and you don't want them to be stuck at your house being bored, that is a cool opportunity to go and get some experience at Theater Winter Haven. So that is great. So you guys have a professional series, main stage theater, the second stage, and tribute shows. So what can someone expect when they buy tickets to any of these performances or shows?
We like to think that we have something for everyone. I mean, I think our shows are amazing that we produce. But if maybe we have people that say musicals aren't my thing, plays aren't my thing. Mm-hmm. But I don't see any reason a rock concert isn't going to be your thing. A jazz show might be your thing. Mm-hmm. So they can, everything we do, I think they can expect quality from. I think people maybe have kind of a stigma about community theater that it's, you know, not that great, but I think they will be absolutely shocked if they haven't seen our shows before. We bring in great professional shows. Our next upcoming ones are From Broadway to Obscurity, which is a wonderful, wonderful show if you haven't seen that one. And then a comedy, Assisted Living, the musical.
That sounds fun.
I've seen that show a couple of times now. It is funnier and funnier every time I see it. So really, there's something for everybody there. We have really dramatic plays. We have comedic musicals. We have kids shows. We have rock concerts. There's something that everybody will enjoy in a season.
I think that's what I love about the theater and just about Winter Haven in general. There really is something for everyone, you know, all ages and in all stages of life. So it's cool.
Absolutely. I mean, if I can just plug Winter Haven in general, almost every night it's rare that I have a night off from the theater, but I like it that way. But when I do, I'm never bored. I can always find live music somewhere.
Yeah.
I can find an event somewhere. Something's going on downtown. So I'm never bored.
Well, for you listening on the podcast, I just want you to know that I did not pay Brianne to say that. She said that on her own. But no, we appreciate that. And we agree. We really do feel like Winter Haven is becoming such a wonderful destination for everyone and that there's so much to do, even outside of the theater. But obviously, the theater has tons of options for everyone. I also know that you guys kind of went under some renovations over the past few years. Can you speak to that a little bit? What people would expect if they come to the new facilities?
Oh, yeah. So there was a pretty massive expansion, and now we're part of the Advent Field House. They added a giant, giant... Have you been over there to see how big that gymnasium is?
It's huge.
I think it's 6 full-size basketball courts.
It's insane.
With a walking track up top. There's a weight room that I think you can get either a daily membership to or an annual membership.
Mm-hmm.
Cheaper if you're a Winter Haven resident.
Hey, there you go.
but then along with that, with them getting the new gym, we actually took over what was the original gymnasium. And we split that in half. So half of it is our new, wonderful, massive wood shop where we build all the sets and the props.
Wow.
And they are thrilled with that because we used to just build them on the side of the stage and roll it right on. And then the other half is now the Norman and Linda Small second stage, which I'm really proud of. I love our main stage theater, but that's been there for about 50 years. So I wasn't really part of making that.
Yeah.
But our second stage theater, we built ourself ground up. My boss Dan was in there every night painting the walls black. We built the stage, we built the risers, we bolted in the chairs ourselves. Every bit of that theater is our own. And I think people kind of think, oh, it's the small stage, it's the second stage, it's not as good as stuff. That's not true. It is just as good a quality, and we put just as much heart and soul into the second stage shows as we do the main stage.
Yeah. So what are the differences between those two, the main stage and the second stage?
It is about half the size.
Okay.
So it is a smaller seating capacity. But with that, we actually built that stage for something that we have coming up called the Penguin Project.
Okay.
So the Penguin Project is a group out of Chicago, and they collaborate with theaters to help them put on a full-scale production for kids of varying mental and physical needs.
Oh, wow.
So we built the theater with that in mind. So the stage is ramped, the seating is more accessible, the aisles will fit a walker through.
Wow.
So we built that theater with them in mind, and that also helps a lot of our patrons because they need that accessibility as well.
Yeah. Wow. That's amazing. I didn't realize that.
The kids are working on that show now, and then in April we'll have 101 Dalmatians as part of our Penguin Project.
No kidding. Mm-hmm. I love 101 Dalmatians. I'll definitely have to see that. So that's on the second stage, right?
Yes.
Okay. That's really cool. I will have to buy tickets to that because that is going to be adorable. So what are some ways that the community can get involved in what you guys are doing? I feel like Winter Haven is very hands-on. They want to be involved. They want to be supportive. So what are some ways that they can kind of get involved in what you guys are doing?
One of the obvious ones is all of our auditions are open to any person in the age range. They are all open, other than our academy shows. Those are 7 right. to 17. But we are always looking for new people, new talent. All of our shows get, I would say, bigger and bigger. We always need new people. And then maybe if on stage isn't your thing, the way it really wasn't for me, we always need more volunteers. We love our volunteers. I try and take care of them and appreciate them. And that's a good way to see a show.
Yeah, that's true.
If you usher for me, you do the raffle, you work at the concession stand, you can stay for free and watch the show.
That's cool.
We have a lot of families that get involved with the theater. Someone will be on stage, maybe a couple of the siblings. So mom will work backstage, help with props.
That's
some other
cool.
siblings will work on the lights. We have a lot of families that are fully involved with the theater.
That's cool because this season is all about, you know, Winter Haven being a family destination. So, you know, not only can the whole family come and see a show and it's for everyone, but the whole family can come and volunteer to help a show, which is kind of cool as well. Well, I also wonder, is there a place on the website or where people can donate to what you guys are doing? Because I know some people maybe don't have the time, but maybe they have the treasure to donate to what you guys are doing.
Yes, absolutely. If they maybe don't have the time to buy tickets, because that is the biggest thing for us, is seeing a show.
Yeah.
Yes, on the website, you can donate to theaterwinterhaven.com. We also have started last year where people could sponsor a kid to come to summer camp.
Oh, wow. That's a cool opportunity.
And then usually they'll get a little thank you card from the kid. From the child. I'll give that patron a call and say, you know, here's the day they're going to be in the show. They're this kid. If you want to come see what you brought to fruition to allow them to be here.
That's really cool. Well, I only mentioned that because, you know, some people might, you know, be really busy and have crazy schedules and maybe they can't come and actually physically volunteer or see a show. But that they can still support what you guys are doing at the theater. So that's important. Love that.
Hello, I'm Greg Littleton, President and CEO of Citizens Bank and Trust. We are proud to be a sponsor for Season 8 of It's Happening in the Haven. At Citizens Bank and Trust, we take great pride in being Polk County's bank, founded and frostproof in 1920 and now in our third generation of family ownership. Our team members also work, live, and give back to the local communities we serve. One of the ways we give back is as a presenting sponsor of Community Fest. This family-focused local event is just one of the activities that makes Winter Haven a premier destination for families. If you're looking for a community bank with a heart for people, I invite you to stop by any of our conveniently located offices or visit us at citizens-bank.com. At Citizens Bank and Trust, we're proud to be your bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
So I thought I would ask, are there any people who kind of got their start at Theater Winter Haven who have kind of become big names, quote unquote?
I think our biggest one is Wayne Brady.
I saw a video of him the other day, and I don't know how I didn't know it, but I saw the video of him on a game show, and he was like, yeah, they were from Lakeland or something, and he was like, oh, I actually did, you know, community theater at Theater Winter Haven, and I was like, what?
Yeah, and isn't that crazy?
It's crazy.
We all saw that, too, and he must have been, like, young, because
yeah,
I think most of the people on staff now don't remember him,
right?
Just because we were kind of a newer staff collectively, but yeah, that was crazy that he said that on TV. And then I am a massive fan of Karen Olivo, who is a big Broadway star. She has a Tony for West Side Story.
Oh, cool!
She was the original lead in Moulin Rouge on Broadway.
Oh my goodness! And she's from Winter Haven. Or did she do stuff at Theater Winter Haven?
She did stuff at Theater Winter Haven. I believe her father worked there for a while as the academy director. I hope that's true. I'm pretty sure that's true. She went to Harrison.
Okay.
So my sister also went to Harrison, so it was a big, exciting party when she won her Tony.
Everybody was
so excited that she was nominated, and then she won for West Side Story.
I mean, that's a huge deal.
Yep, and I am her biggest fan, if she's listening.
If you're listening to this podcast.
I actually have a shirt that says, I heart Karen Olivo, because I'm a big fan.
Oh, that's awesome. Well, I thought I would ask that because, you know, I think, you know, it's cool to highlight all the talent that's coming out of Winter Haven. And obviously that talent comes from different spaces and occupations, mm-hmm. but anytime we can highlight the theater and what you guys are doing and the people that are coming out and just... I mean, making a big Wayne Brady. I love Wayne Brady personally. I think he's hilarious. And anybody who can do improv is like next level.
And then one of my friends from my generation, we grew up together about the same age at Theater Winter Haven, Spencer Croy. He was recently in Harry Potter on Broadway.
Oh, fun. That's a big deal. Mm-hmm. Honestly, I didn't even know Harry Potter was on Broadway.
Oh, no. Apparently, I haven't seen it yet, but apparently it was very good.
Cool.
One of my friends, when it opened in London for West End, was such a big Harry Potter fan, she booked a trip to England just to go see the show.
Honestly, you might as well, you know, go home.
Do it, I guess.
That's really cool. Well, then we need to, maybe we can see if Dan can get Harry Potter on the stage at Theater Winter Haven.
Oh my gosh, that would be amazing.
That would be so fun. Well, that is awesome. I love hearing about that. So I also want to make sure that we give you a chance, Brianne, to talk about any shows coming up or any events you guys have coming up that you want to plug.
Oh, our next big one is going to be amazing. In March 14th to April 7th, we open The Bodyguard, the musical.
Ooh, what is that?
It is based on the Whitney Houston movie. So it's all Whitney Houston songs.
Oh,
It is amazing. I'm very good friends with our Whitney, and she is going to blow everybody away. She is amazing. That whole cast really is stacked. That show's going to be fantastic.
I will die.
I can't wait. Whitney Houston, wow. Oh, yeah. I Will Always Love You, everything.
No, her songs make me just want to cry. And they're the type of songs that in your car, you're like, I am Whitney Houston. And then you belt it out, and you're like, whoa, no way. This was not meant for me to sing. She was just built different.
I know.
Honestly. But a beautiful, beautiful soul and a beautiful talent. So that's cool. I'm excited about that. Anything else coming up?
We also have two more of our professional series shows. Like I said, we have Broadway to Obscurity. That show is really cool because it is about Eric Guttman. He is the star. He wrote the show himself. He was actually one of the Jersey Boys in Jersey Boys on Broadway.
Oh, cool.
And then he had to leave the show to come home and help with his family. Mm. So that's why he went from Broadway to Obscurity. And now he wrote this show and he tours around talking about his journey to and then back home from Broadway.
Huh.
He is delightful. I love when he comes around and does his show. He's such a nice guy. And then we'll have Assisted Living, the musical. It's two people. I believe they wrote the show themselves, and they play something like 27 different characters, just the two of them.
What? Mm-hmm. How is that possible?
They just keep changing. It is so much fun.
Okay. We'll have to see that one, too. That's good. Well, those all sound like great shows, and I'm assuming that people can buy their tickets at your guys' website, right?
Yep, theaterwinterhaven.com or the box office. They can always give us a call. We're open Tuesday through Friday, 1 to 4. But even then, someone's pretty much always there. So if you leave us a voicemail, we'll get back to you pretty quick.
Perfect. Well, I want to make sure they know exactly where to get their tickets because obviously there's a lot of great things coming up.
The Low Payment Kings have 4 locations here in Polk County, Florida, along with 3 locations in Michigan, Ohio, so we can serve you more and save you more. We buy more so we can save you more. We're proud and excited to announce this year the Low Payment Kings Used Vehicle Buying Center, located on Avenue K in the heart of Central Florida. Also, if you get in an accident, the Low Payment Kings will be happy to take care of you at our Winter Haven Collision Center. If you hit a deer, bring it here. If you hit a truck, you're in luck. Come to the Winter Haven Collision Center and let the Low Payment Kings take care of your vehicle. The Low Payment Kings are very proud and excited to be part of the fastest growing county in the state of Florida and one of the fast growing counties in the country, Polk County, Florida. We look forward to serving all the residents of Florida with all your automotive needs. On behalf of the Low Payment Kings, I hope you all roar, soar, and do more in 24.
So Brianne, I wanted to ask you, what has been your favorite thing about being involved in Theater Winter Haven? I know you said from a working perspective, the people are obviously great, but is there anything else that really stands out about Theater Winter Haven to you?
Gosh, what a hard question, because there are so many things that are just really wonderful about that space and that building and what happens in the building. Mm-hmm. I want to say it's where people find the home that they've always been looking for. Mm-hmm. I know that was me when I was 11. I was weird little kid with spiky hairs and zebra socks. And I
get it. I was weird too. So
I found my people immediately. And we have a lot of people that come in and we, behind their back, we're like, they belong here.
Yeah.
This is their home. I'm so glad they found us.
Aww.
So yeah, I think everybody belongs there. And so we really put, I think, the word community in community theater.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, I've heard that from Dan too, because, you know, Dan has been on the podcast. I think it's been a couple of years. I don't know. He's been on the podcast before, but then he's also done, you know, coffee and conversations and things like that. And that's one of the things that I really enjoy hearing him talk about is, you know, people who have maybe felt like they don't fit in or they're not sure like where they belong. And then they come to the theater and it just all magically, you know, fits together and feels like they have, you know, arrived at their home and the people there. And I love how you said, you know, Theater Winter Haven puts community in community theater. And you guys, in the work that you do and in the way that you take care of people when they come to see a show, I mean, it really is wonderful. And the fact that we have this gem in Winter Haven is incredible. So I appreciate you coming and sharing a little bit more about the theater. Obviously, it is a place for the entire family to come and either see a show or volunteer and all of those things. It's a great, great thing to have here in our community. But Brianne, is there anything else that we didn't talk about that you want to make sure that you share?
Oh, there is one more thing I wanted to talk about if we have time. We have our Spring Academy show. That's going to be Oliver Jr. That'll be in May. And one of the great things about our Academy shows is we do open them to field trips. So
oh, cool.
We have about 1,000 kids come in from public schools, private schools, homeschool groups that come in to see these shows. And that's really a wonderful experience because Dan always goes out on stage and says, who's ever seen a show before? Is this your first time? And a lot of kids say, I've never seen a show before.
Aww.
So this is their experience into live theater that maybe they wouldn't get otherwise.
That's really cool. I love that. Anything else?
Nope, I think that's it.
Okay, well, if you're listening and you want to get involved in Theater Winter Haven or you want to see a show or you want to volunteer, you want to donate, you can go to their website. Is it theaterwinterhaven.com?
Yes, and it's theater with R-E because we spell it the fancy way.
I love the fancy way. That is the best way. Well, if you're listening, make sure you go to their website. You can get even more in depth on the website with everything that we talked about, whether it's summer camps, donating, all of the things, buying your tickets. So make sure you support our theater. It's so important to make sure that we're supporting places like Theater Winter Haven so that we can continue to be a premier family destination, and make sure that people are really seeing all that's, you know, all of the amazing things that Winter Haven has to offer. So thank you again, Brianne, for being on the podcast.
Thank you again for having me.
We would like to welcome and thank Advent Health for sponsoring season 8 of our podcast.
Hi, I'm Suzanne, a lung screening nurse navigator at Advent Health. Did you know that early detection of lung cancer can allow for treatment to be more effective? A simple low-dose CT scan is the recommended yearly screening for early detection. Lung cancer screenings are now available at Advent Health Heart of Florida and Advent Health Lake Wales. If you are between the ages of 50 and 80 years old and have a smoking history, or have quit within the last 15 years, you may be eligible for lung cancer screening. For questions or to verify eligibility, contact me at 863-419-2383. That's 863-419-2383.
Be sure to tune in every week to It's Happening in the Haven, available on all your favorite podcasting platforms. To learn more about Winter Haven and the Chamber, visit winterhavenchamber.com or follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok. We hope you've learned a little bit about our community today and even more about the people who are shaping its future. After all, no true community exists without the people who form it. Winter Haven. Some call it a haven, we call it home.